This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
We are here with Chris Daughtry. Man, I am excited for this one.
Awesome, man. Good to see you.
Excited for this, and of course excited because you're going to be coming to town here in December for our holiday party, which is very cool.
Yes, we're very, very excited about this one.
Yeah, you've been on the road. I mean, you've been doing a lot this year, but just on the road in general. I know you were out with was it Breaking Benjamin before?
Yeah, and now we're back with them in Breaking Benjamin and Stained. So
okay.
We just started that run, which goes until, end of October.
Okay. And then
a small
break and then back out there, huh?
Yeah. We don't know when to stop.
I understand that. Well, cool, man. Well, let's jump into a bunch of stuff here. First off, I guess I just got to go with congratulations on the last two songs, you know, going number one, being huge.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, it was, and I'll be honest with you. When the first one came out, see it pop up and I'm like, okay, you know, it's a Daughtry song. I kind of know what to expect, right? Like from a listener standpoint, or
right,
a radio guy standpoint, you go, I know what to expect. Then I push play. I'm like, well, this isn't what I was expecting.
Yeah.
And you as an artist, like, you got to love that, right?
Oh my God. Like it was the number one reason we knew it was the first song to release, because it was absolutely nothing like anything we'd ever done before. And I remember being in the studio just going, we had written pieces, but it was still in kind of incubation stage. It wasn't quite to the place, you know, when we released it. But when we wrote Artificial, it was just one of those that felt like, oh, this just feels like completely unexpected. And for that reason, it's the, you know, it has to be the one. You know, it's subject matter, you know, we've never really talked about anything that just has like zero hope whatsoever. and sonically, it was just so exciting to us that we were just like, man, if this works, then we kind of know what we can do with the rest of this record. And so we were very excited that it was received so well.
Yeah, no, I think from the first time I played it, it was instant like, ooh, we like this one. So it's very, very cool. And this is going to be a part of the EP that's coming on September 27th, right?
That is correct.
Very nice. So I guess with Artificial and with Pieces, those are two of them that are on there. The other ones on that EP, similar in nature or more kind of that people are going to push play and go, oh, what's this?
Yeah, I mean, the opening track is available to download now, which is another heavy, heavy banger called The Reckoning, which kind of leans into that more riff heavy, you know, arena, kind of in the same vein as Artificial. And there's a couple more on there that I'm really excited about that haven't been heard yet. So and the second half, you know, this will all kind of come together as one big piece of, you know, one big body of work when it's all said and done. So Shock to the System Part 2 is coming sometime next year. But yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's probably my, I mean, I guess every artist says this, it's our best work, but sure. I do feel like it has taken us this long to get to this place to find what feels like, our sound and what we've been wanting to do, for a very long time. And this just feels like the most accurate representation of Daughtry yet. And at least in my mind, in my vision, it's probably the most vulnerable lyrically that I've ever been. So it was a very cathartic, therapeutic process to write this record.
You know, and that's interesting you bring that up, because one of the things I had in mind was, you know, it's been 20, however many years you've been doing this,
Yeah.
it adds up. But from where you started, obviously even before, American Idol, but you as an artist
Yeah.
starting before that and then into that and now where you are now, I mean, not only has what that ride been like, because it's obviously been a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You've gone in many different directions, but where you're at now, is this kind of where you hoped you would be those 20-ish years ago when you're, putting like about, like you said, a little more banging?
1,000%. You hit the nail on the head. It's kind of like this is where I started, and it took me to go around all these different wrong turns to get back to where I started in the first place before I went on American Idol, before anyone ever knew who I was. We were playing, I was playing in small clubs, playing heavy, loud rock music that, I was having to pay or beg people to put on the guest list, to come to the show and come pay attention. So yeah, it's crazy. It's taken, me getting to my mid-40s to be in a place that feels like the most artistically fulfilling of my career. But I'm here for it, man. I don't think 5 years ago I would have felt like I would be making what I consider to be my best work yet. So that feels pretty incredible, and that it's being so well received at a format that I find that feels like home to me.
Yeah, for sure. That's just a, you can, not you, but you in the general sense can put out music that might do well, but it's not your thing.
Right.
But you're putting out music that's your thing that you want to do this way, and it's working. That's like,
I was gonna say, and coincidentally, or subsequently, I could have put out what I love, and this is what I love, and people wouldn't have given a shit, and they would have been
right.
like, okay, cool, go back to what, we know you for.
Right.
But the fact that I get to do what I love, and it's being well received by the fans and radio is just, and our peers, it's just, icing on the cake.
Yeah, for sure. So on December 7th, when you were here in the Quad Cities at the Rust Belt for the iRock 93.5 Not So Silent Night, you'll have a Sleep Theory with you. I noticed you're in a
Yeah.
Sleep Token shirt. Are you just doing all the
Yeah.
sleep bands?
I'm bringing all the, yeah. I love Sleep Token, man. What an incredible band.
Yeah, I
Sleep
will,
Theory, man. We did a show with those guys last year with Fallen in Reverse, and they had the one tune out at the time that was getting a lot of buzz, and I remember watching side stage and I was like, those guys are about to blow up. I can tell. And they look like they just came out of high school. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, good for them. And I loved seeing how quickly they've been on the rise. And so it was the fact that we were able to put this together with them and the Devour the Day guys. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah. So this, and I'm right there with you on the same year, 1979. That's our year,
Yeah,
right?
baby. Woo!
You know it.
The
Are you
70s were
now,
crazy.
yeah, for that brief period, are you now the guy that the sleep theories that you say look like they just came out of high school? You're now being, those guys are coming to you going, hey, how do we do this? And what? And I remember seeing you when I was this age.
And I'm like, shut up. Don't. But no, actually, it's funny you say that because when we did that show with them, I think it was the drummer came up to me and said, "You're the reason that I wanted to get into music when I was a kid." And I'm just
That's
like,
awesome.
that's nuts. I don't know how much of that was, him, blowing smoke, but
Right.
I man, I guess we never really think about that sort of thing because we still feel like we're trying to figure it out. So when bands say stuff like that, man, it's really humbling, and it's an honor that we've had any kind of impact in that space. So yeah, we don't take that stuff lightly.
Yeah.
But it does make me
So
feel old.
yeah, 100%. No, It's right there with you when I, start bringing up, yeah, I remember this show from then. Yeah, dude, I was five. Come on. Recently you put out the Separate Ways song with Lizzie Hale. Back in the day, if we want to talk about being old, you did a song with Slash. The collabs have become more and more a thing. And a big part of that is obviously the streaming algorithm and stuff like that. But from a working with artist standpoint, you said talking to Sleep Theory, working with those bands, is there someone that's kind of on the Daughtry hit list of like, man, we'd love to get in with them and do a song with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, there's tons, man. I'm such a fan of music in general. Like I'm still like I feel like in a lot of ways I'm still that 16-year-old kid that's like, I want to do that one day, and I'm doing it, which is something that I find that I hope I never lose. I hope I never lose that excitement, because we were watching Stained last night, and I hadn't seen those guys, since like 07 when we did shows with him, and I'm just like, I was blown away at how good the show was. Not that I should be, those guys are veterans, but to still sit there and still be blown away by a band, that's a solid feeling, and it keeps us excited. So I love, I'm listening to, I'm one of the people that love the new Linkin Park song. Love it. Absolutely love it. I love everything that Ronnie Radke's doing. I would love to work with him. We've kind of, talked about it, and nothing's come up yet, but I love Nothing More. I love Disturbed. We've had the chance to, jam on stage together, and so yeah, there's tons of artists that I would love to. But if I'm thinking like outside of the box, like I still think, and I know he's like neck deep in the country world right now, but I still think it would be cool to do like a heavy tune with Post Malone. I know he's got metal in his bones,
He
and I
does.
just would love to be the lucky artist that gets to do that with him. That would be sick.
He's one of those guys you can tell he's just a musician. Like, he's not a genre guy, he's a musician guy. And yeah, once he's done doing his country thing, you got to suck him back into our
I'm
world.
gonna
And
come on back over here to the
exactly. Hey man, well, I got a couple more things for you before I let you go here. Again, December 7th, Daughtry, Sleep Theory, Devour of the Day, gonna be awesome at the Rust Belt. But I do have to ask you about comics, because I'm a comic nerd as well.
Yes, one of
I'm
my people.
all in a yes, one of the people. All right, so now Batman is like your number one thing. Are you into everything else after that, or is that just kind of like the thing?
Oh no, I am a comic nerd across the board.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Good. Did you see the new Deadpool? Okay.
Twice.
Nice.
Man, I tell you what, that movie could have been a turd of a story, and all I had to do was see him with the mask one time, and that would have been enough for me. But the fact that it was great on top of that was like what a time to be alive, man.
Right,
Like, we
exactly.
get
Who
to
would have
see
thought?
this. Did you see Beetlejuice 2?
I did, yeah. Did you
I
enjoy that
liked it a
one?
lot. I really liked it, man. But Beetlejuice is one of my all-time favorite movies, in general. I think it hit all the notes, could the, I think there was a lot of story there, and a lot of side quests that probably
Yes.
could have been streamlined, but I think it definitely hit the notes that I walked away happy. My kids loved it too.
Awesome. Yeah, there was a lot going on with it for sure. But that does bring up a question. Michael Keaton, is that Batman number one for you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just making
Yeah.
sure. Making sure
Dude,
I was thinking right.
89 Batman, when I saw that in the theater when I was 8, 9 years old, like I remember the feeling of like, oh my God, I didn't know we could get Batman like this. Like
Right.
this isn't, because all I knew at the time was Superpowers cartoon and Adam West.
Yep.
And so now he's in a black. I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever.
See,
So yeah, I can honestly say that movie changed my life.
yeah, no, for sure. This is why you come to the holiday party for The Rock and you stay for the comic nerd talk.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what we do. All right, man. Well, before I let you go, I know you probably can't give away all the secrets, but artificial number one, pieces number one. What's next?
There's something coming.
Beautiful.
It's not too far away.
Awesome. Good
The
to hear.
video has been shot, and as a matter of fact, I was just going over notes with the director earlier, and it's man, I think we just created the most epic piece of art of our career. So
For the video?
yeah.
Very nice. Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited for that's all I can say about it right now, but man, it's going to be exciting.
Well, you talked about bringing Post Malone back into our world. We got to bring videos back into the MTV world as well.
I
Come on now.
mean, with all the great rock bands and the resurgence of rock in general right now, MTV's got to be looking going, I see what's happening. You know what I mean? Like they have to like they're missing a great opportunity right now to like come back super strong and bring back Headbangers Ball, video, like Countdown, like all of that would be, this is the time to do it. I think the teens need to experience that.
Right. I mean, you talk about falling in reverse. I mean, those guys put out, just these
Yeah.
Hollywood, just huge videos.
Yeah.
They're not a part of it. No, I mean, hopefully MTV and I mean, going full circle all the way back, some of the talent shows that are still out there see what's going on and how,
Well, that's
rock is
the by
moving.
the way, that's the director I worked with on this video.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
Okay.
I probably just gave more away than I should, but you mentioned his videos and well, we roped him in on the Daughtry business.
Awesome. Well, I think it's a good business to be in for sure, man,
Yeah.
because you guys are
Awesome.
crushing it and very happy to hear what you're doing and super excited to have you here December 7th for the Christmas party. We'll decorate with trees and elves and Santas and all sorts of stuff and have a good time.
Hey man, I can't wait to see. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk more nerd stuff.
I'm there for it.
All right, brother. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
All
Take it
right,
easy.
later.
Bye.